You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I'm Maggie Dawn, and I decided to change my voice today.
Wait a minute.
A different approach to everything. Kind of a male approach.
Okay. I got news for you. You're not Maggie Dawn.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're John Peterson.
John Peterson, Gordy Young.
Mm-hmm.
We do a morning show at WMDX in Madison, and we're here filling in for Maggie Dawn today.
Yeah. She's off today. She'll be back tomorrow. And when we were here very early this morning and went on the air at 6 o'clock, we had heavy rain, thunderstorms, lightning, little flash flooding. I mean, it was just crazy.
Right, exactly.
Early on, and it even knocked us off the air for a couple of, a few minutes.
The stick.
Yes.
We weren't off the air online.
Yeah, somehow we were still online streaming, but we were off the air over the signal. Yeah. But they fixed that very quickly. And now look at it. It's beautiful sunshine.
It's a gorgeous
downtown
day
Madison.
Yeah, just fantastic statewide probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. But yeah, those storms were something to wake up to this morning.
They really were. Can I say something about Ozzy Osbourne just really quick?
Okay. Well,
there are a lot of people reminiscing about Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know what they would say exactly. He's kind of burned out most of the time.
Well,
who can understand his English accent, right? Who could understand that?
I could. He had a very special accent, yes.
Now, my favorite song is Iron Man.
Okay.
And I like it because it appeared in the movie Iron Man, and it was good. But, you know, when I was a kid, I loved that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that knocked me out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was really heavy. At the time, it was a heavy tune.
I was never really into Black Sabbath until a little bit later on. I started to appreciate some of their music.
Yeah.
You know, Crazy Train
and really
stuff with Ozzy.
I really didn't listen to much of it.
Yeah.
But no one mentions in all of their reminiscences of Ozzy and all the things he did, all the crazy things he did. No one ever brings up the Travel Channels. Ozzy Osbourne show, remember?
Yeah.
The Osbournes Want to Believe.
Oh, yes.
It was a ghost show.
Right.
And they showed him clips
and
of
UFOs.
What people sent in
to
the show to show their... their ghostly experiences. Right?
Yeah, and it was Sharon and Ozzy
and the kid.
And the kid.
Yeah.
What's the kid's name? Jacob, do you know the kid's
Jack
name?
Jack Osbourne.
Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Of course, yes. And Jack was all grown up, and he presented these ghost videos. And
right,
things.
Exactly.
And then they would take a vote of who thought it was real and who thought it was fake.
And it was so funny
they'd do it on a numbering system.
Because a lot of those clips were very convincing.
Yes.
You'd almost think that there were real ghosts there.
Right.
I mean, things moved around the room. They saw images moving past. Yeah. I thought it was very convincing.
Yeah.
And then, they'd sit there and say, Oh, that was, I couldn't believe it. You know, you'd think that they're going to say, yes, I believe in ghosts. This clip is good. And they would never agree on that.
Well, plenty of times Ozzy didn't believe it at all. He's just,
If anybody believes in ghosts, it should be Ozzy.
Yeah. But I really came to like Ozzy with these TV shows, the Osbourne show before the one you're talking about, and then the ghost show.
On Travel Channel.
He had a great sense of humor and really poked a lot of fun at himself.
Jacob, did you ever watch the Travel Channel's ghost shows, any of them?
I think I've watched a few every once in a while, and I have to say it sounds like great television. Hey, we're going to show Ozzy Osbourne YouTube videos, and that's the TV show. Tune in.
That's pretty much it. Exactly. Yeah. And strange videos is that.
Yeah. Odd stuff.
It's good.
Anyway, well, it's good to be back on the network. We fill in every once in a while for Maggie.
Yes,
and again, she'll be back tomorrow.
We don't do enough radio shows. You know, I mean, you're doing it first thing in the morning at 6 o'clock and then coming in here at 4.
Well, then we had an event at noon. We had a little lunch get together with some listeners, and that was fun.
Yeah, we take pizza out.
So
we deliver pizza.
Yeah.
That's right. Our other job is delivering pizza.
Well, it's a contest that we run. And,
it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to refresh your memory.
I was expecting a check.
No.
But
no,
that's okay.
You don't get that.
All right.
No, but it's been a little bit of a long day, but that's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
no, it's fine.
You could do that every once in a while. So, what do we got cooking this afternoon?
We've got something, I think, right out of the gate, we got to start talking about Trump going after his opponents, right? He's going after Obama. Mm-hmm. He wants everybody to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. He wants to distract us from all of the issues out there. And now the big thing, the big thing was that apparently the Wall Street Journal just came out with another article saying that Pam Bondi went to Trump in May and said, you know what? Your name is all over the Epstein files.
Oh,
it's everywhere. And
so she revealed this a while back to him.
In May.
Okay.
In May. So this is the new revelation. I guess, you know, Wall Street Journal will probably just bleed this thing and keep going with it. I mean, if they're going to get sued, put it all out there. Right?
Yeah. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Jim Santel, and I believe that they have they're going to hold on to the grand jury testimony, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to release that. That's what a judge has ruled.
Judge blocked it.
Okay.
Yeah. So why don't we get to the announcement by Tulsi Gabbard?
Okay.
Our gal Tulsi, the Russians call her. So why don't we listen to this is cut 107.
Okay.
Let's check it out and let's play it.
Get that.
We
ready.
Are referring all of the documents that we have uncovered to the Department of Justice and the FBI for a criminal referral.
And do you believe that we will see prosecutions? I mean, our audience wants to know where this story goes from here. Will we ever see anyone held accountable for this incredible lie on the American people?
Yeah. I will do all that I can. And we have whistleblowers, actually, Maria, coming forward now after we release these documents, because there are people who were around, who were working within the intelligence community at this time, who were so disgusted by what happened. We're starting to see some of them come out of the woodwork here, because they, too, like you and I and the American people, want to see justice delivered.
So do you expect, just to be clear, do you expect indictments and prosecutions?
I'm not a lawyer. In my view, yes, to prosecute and indict those responsible.
I'm not a lawyer, but yes.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Russiangate issue, the hoax, the Russian hoax that Trump calls it. It wasn't a hoax.
Yeah, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's confirmed and everything.
Right.
So they're going after Obama, the entire Obama administration, right?
Yeah, they're going to arrest people.
Yeah, and Trump went on a rant. Mm. So let's listen to the next cut. This is 111 and Trump going on a rant.
All right.
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it.
I did a lot of research.
Biden was there with him, and Comey was there.
Biden.
And Clapper, the whole group was there.
Oh,
Brennan, they were all there in a room right here. This was the room.
Yes, they're all
this
there.
This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up. They came out of the vaults. They were in there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful.
Wait, stay on top.
We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't there. I guess people didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do.
Where are you going
but
with
you
this?
Know what?
What?
When you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too.
No.
But the leader
it was
of the
them
gang
too.
Was
it wasn't
them,
but it
Obama.
Was them.
Barack right, Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him?
Hussein.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life. That's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's
like
give it time. It's there. Yeah. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries.
That.
This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents.
They were in a bathroom at Mar-a-Lago.
President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3
Hillary.
Bill.
So all of that, you know,
kind of rambling.
So
on there.
I guess we're convinced now that he truly believes that Obama had something to do with it, right?
Yeah.
But let's go back just a little bit. He actually took that all back.
Really?
Well, he mentioned something that came out and they just released this. This is a tape of Trump talking about it. And let's listen to the next cut. That would be cut 123.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
Still a lot of people out there.
Okay.
You know, but he did admit that the Russians were participating in trying to control the election. They didn't have any real final result on it. They didn't change the votes by any stretch, but they did, of course, you know.
They tried to meddle, and
they meddled.
They did
in it.
Meddle.
Yeah.
And he's finally admitting it.
Exactly.
Boy, it's hard to keep track, you know?
Oh,
it
is.
He just changes his mind all the time.
Yeah. So why don't we play cut 112, I believe.
Yeah.
Let's play cut 112.
All right.
$12 million and the Democrats for that report to a wise guy named Christopher Steele. He wrote a phony report, and they wanted to get that report in before the election. And I'll tell you what, I talk about all the time, the fake news, how bad it is. But in this case, they wouldn't do it. They saw it, they read it, and they said, we don't believe it. And I respect the Times for maybe only this, because they're crooked as you can be. They're a terrible paper, a crooked, corrupt paper. Mm. But for this one moment, they said, this is bullshit. We can't put this in. And neither could any other paper. Wall Street Journal's a lousy paper, very, very dishonest paper.
Yeah.
But so you know, they didn't take the Steele report. Was the dossier. Remember the famous dossier?
I remember the fake news dossier.
The news wouldn't publish it. But that was a big thing.
Yeah. Okay, so he's congratulating him for not publishing it, right?
Yeah.
But I remember he's criticizing the press for not publishing the Hunter Biden laptop story, right?
Yeah.
So there is a good time when they don't publish a story, and there's a really bad time. So I think, you know, it's just...
How can you keep track?
It's just a mess.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. And his listeners, by the way, his cult out there, they love this stuff, and they eat it up. My friend, my mega friend in Milwaukee, just loves this. He believes all of it.
Unbelievable.
Now he's following the Biden thing. You know,
he's
on Biden still.
All right.
And how come we didn't find out that Trump had a problem with his legs?
Right? Well, that's a whole other story.
They kept that from us.
We
should have known that for the election.
We should have known.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
19 minutes past the hour. If you'd like to chime in, you can give us a call here. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn, but the phone number is the same, 855-752-4842. We're coming right back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn today.
Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. Of course, a lot of people talking about, Stephen Colbert being knocked off of CBS, right?
Right. Yeah. The negotiated deal, Paramount and CBS, and the whole mess that they've created out of this involving Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are drawing the conclusion that Trump made it a stipulation in this negotiation to fire Colbert because he can't take humor.
Yeah, and he got, $16 million or something from CBS on this Paramount merger thing.
He's made more money on the side.
Yeah.
There are side deals on this.
Yeah. But you've got something from Colbert,
right? I do. He came out with just a little bit more information on his show the other day. So why don't we check out Cut 125 and see what he had to say.
All right.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Listen, thank you very much. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and say it. cancel culture has gone too far.
Yeah, yeah.
You may have heard the news. Last week, we learned that The Late Show will be ending in May. And I want to...
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody who reached out to me over the weekend, including one text from an unknown number offering a high-paying IT work-from-home job for only 2 to 3 hours a day. Yes, I am very interested.
Yes, yes.
And I will be sending you my routing number in May. Daddy needs a job. Over the weekend, it sunk in that they're killing off our show. But they made one mistake. They left me alive.
So there it is.
Yeah, he's on until May.
Yeah.
So
got a long time to beat this into the ground.
I think he'll last till May or
what? Yeah.
I think he's going to stick it out as long as possible.
Well, you know, I saw an interesting video with the Daily Show's Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to see this thing on X?
Did not see that, I know he's concerned, too, because they're both owned by Paramount and CBS.
And behind him, they had a choral singer,
singers
in the back, and he was in front, and he was just shouting and singing the F word.
Well, really?
And I'm thinking, when did they produce that, and how did that happen?
How did they do that?
Yeah. It was uncensored from the clip that I saw on X, but, well, that's X today, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Anything goes.
I went back to 2019. Stephen Colbert was, again, talking about the Trump administration and thinking it was the end of our democracy.
Right.
And he went into the back of the studio, and you went out in the back alley.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what happened. Cut 126.
Okay.
Stephen Colbert and Oscar.
What's this? What if things never do get better? I mean, the whole economy could collapse.
Oh, yeah.
The dollar could plummet. The housing market would implode. Then we'd all end up living in trash cans.
Nothing's changed.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Oscar the Grouch, what are you doing here?
Well, Stephen, I overheard you were feeling down, so I came to enjoy it.
Well, enjoy, but even you have to admit, Oscar, things are really messed up right now.
Oh, I know, and I love it.
You do?
Sure. When things go wrong, it cheers me up. And I can't stand being cheered up, so that makes me grouchy again. And I love being grouchy.
That sounds complicated.
Really? Yeah. Preschoolers seem to get it.
So you're saying that if I just wait long enough, things will come around and get better?
What? No, they'll get even worse. And for me, that's even better. Get it?
I think I see what you mean.
Ooh, I feel the song coming out.
Here we go.
Yeah. Sing along.
People say the night is darkest just before the dawn.
People say a lot of things, and usually they're wrong.
Well, I refuse to stand here and say life is just a curse.
I agree.
You do?
Yeah. Things are always gonna get better before they get worse.
Everyone is fighting back in Washington, D.C.
Well, I don't read the papers, so that's all news to me.
Life is getting messy, but we're in this mess together.
Things are always gonna get worse
before they get better.
Hey, wait, that's not fair. You tricked me.
The news is overwhelming, and it's hard to leave the couch.
Then make the couch a garbage can and call yourself a grouch.
But humans are ingenious. We're not a bunch of quitters.
You still have faith in humans after logging onto Twitter?
That's a good point.
Just remember at your lowest that you still can see the sky.
As a passing pigeon aims directly for your eye.
Just let me get the upper hand on this, our final verse. Things are gonna get better
before they get worse.
And then better.
But then worse.
But then worse.
But then better.
Gotcha!
All right.
Tricked him.
Oh, he snuck that in there, you know. But
Stephen Colbert.
It seems like nothing's changed since the first administration, and everybody forgot, and they put this guy back in, which is crazy. My brothers participated in this.
Your brothers? Yeah?
Yeah, I have twin brothers, and they decided, just wait and see. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, give
Trump
another chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we have a unitary executive out there. We have a king. We have the dictator. And
have you talked to your brothers lately?
I did. I talked to one of them. He said, well, I just wanted to cool things down. That's why I said, just wait and see. I knew my brother was going to level off.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, again, we'll see what happens.
Hey, I got to say this.
Yeah,
we had a call from CJ. He hates immigration.
Yeah.
We got a speech from Ronald Reagan coming up later.
Oh, I hope CJ's listening.
On immigration. Yeah. And you guys are going to eat your words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We also are going to be talking with Jim Santel, attorney at law. And later in the show, the Maggie Dawn Show, we'll visit with Pete Schwabe before he goes on the air tonight with his show, Nightline.
Talk a little entertainment.
Yep. It's all coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, man. All the time. It's a feature that we have on John and Gordy in the Morning Show at WMDX. We're filling in for Maggie Dawn today on Civic Media.
Mm-hmm. And the phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. We do have
We encourage calls, and texts and voice notes if you can.
Yeah.
Please, let us know what you think.
Should we go to a call now? Or do you want to get into a story first?
Well, we could make him wait forever, but let's take the call.
Well, he's already waited long enough. Cam's been on the line here for a while.
All right.
Let's see if he's still there. Cam, go ahead.
Hello,
gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon. I'm calling to bring up for others and you guys as well that tonight on NBC, I think around 5, I don't know if that's cutting into this show or a bit later. I think it's West Coast time, maybe around 6. They're going to release their interview with smartelections.us, who is the one that has the vote in politics.
What, I missed that last line. What was it?
They brought the smart elections case with Rockland County, New York, for the voting data manipulation.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to find out what's going on over there.
In New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's on NBC tonight? You say?
Yeah.
Do we still have Cam?
I think so.
I think he lost.
Okay. Well, we'll have to,
All right.
We'll follow that. We're talking about, why don't let's talk about New Jersey, too.
Okay.
The Justice Department on Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fired.
That's very prejudiced.
Desiree Lee Grace, I'm trying to get the name straight here, as the newly appointed U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey.
Okay.
Hours after federal judges in that state chose her over President Donald Trump's pick, Elena Haba.
Okay.
So
they didn't like Haba.
No, the judges really had a lot of confidence in this other attorney.
Uh-huh.
And then Pam Bondi stepped in and said, you're fired. So that's...
Wow.
What kind of administration is this?
Throwing their weight around.
They really are throwing their weight around. They're everywhere. Pam said this, this Department of Justice does not tolerate rogue judges.
Oh, really?
Especially when they threaten the president's core Article II powers.
Okay.
All right.
What's
wrong with, there's something wrong with Pam Bondi. You got that feeling right away. This person just goes along with anything that he says and asks.
Yes. Yeah, and she's still got those Epstein files on her desk, but she put them away somewhere. Nobody will ever find them, apparently.
I'll tell you what, why don't we play this Ronald Reagan cut?
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, we hear from CJ. You've heard CJ on the air here. And,
different shows.
And he has, he's a MAGA. He's a cult member.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very serious about all of this. He's very serious about immigration. He called us up the other morning, and that's all he wanted to talk about. I mean, we were talking about a whole bunch of different things. As you know, we have attention deficit here.
Well, so, and he was very appreciative of Donald Trump just closing the border down.
And
nobody coming in now.
There is zero people coming across the border.
Right.
He is so happy.
He's very proud of
it. I did ask him, I said, well, how do you feel now? Have things improved in your life?
Yeah.
He wasn't able to answer that particular question.
Yeah.
But I want to aim this at CJ and my mega friend in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
they're really adamant about getting rid of immigration.
Yes, completely.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no immigrants in this country. Get rid of anybody who looks like a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, even citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So
how the times have changed.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Right.
And this may be bad news for Scott Walker, who is a big fan of Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes to Ronald Reagan's ranch.
Oh, is that
and
right?
He dusts off the furniture and he goes through the books, you know, just make sure everything's in order.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
He's very meticulous about it.
Cleans the bathroom.
He's a clean freak.
He is a clean freak. And he really loves Ronald Reagan. So I don't know if he's going to like him so much after he listens to Ronald Reagan's very last speech.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes welled up about three or four times when I was listening to this.
I brought this tape. I showed you this video, and you started whimpering. You needed a Kleenex.
You know, I had to leave the room and get a towel.
I felt sorry for you. I knew you would be.
I don't think
I've ever seen you that emotional before. So let's play what we're talking about. This is Ronald Reagan's final farewell speech.
That's right.
At the White House, and it happens to be about immigration. So let's play that.
All right.
Since this is the last speech that I will give as president, I think it's fitting to leave one final thought, an observation about a country which I love. It was stated best in a letter I received not long ago. A man wrote me and said, "You can go to live in France, but you cannot become a Frenchman. You can go to live in Germany or Turkey or Japan, but you cannot become a German, a Turk, or Japanese. But anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American." Yes, the torch of Lady Liberty symbolizes our freedom and represents our heritage, the compact with our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors. It is that lady who gives us our great and special place in the world. For it's the great life force of each generation of new Americans that guarantees that America's triumph shall continue unsurpassed into the next century and beyond. Other countries may seek to compete with us, but in one vital area, as a beacon of freedom and opportunity that draws the people of the world, no country on earth comes close. This, I believe, is one of the most important sources of America's greatness. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people, our strength, from every country and every corner of the world. And by doing so, we continuously renew and enrich our nation. While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America, we breathe life into dreams, we create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each wave of new arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world to the next frontier. This quality is vital to our future as a nation. If we ever closed the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost. A number of years ago, an American student traveling in Europe took an East German ship across the Baltic Sea. One of the ship's crew members from East Germany, a man in his 60s, struck up a conversation with the American student. After a while, the student asked the man how he had learned such good English, and the man explained that he had once lived in America. He said that for over a year he'd worked as a farmer in Oklahoma and California, that he'd planted tomatoes and picked ripe melons. It was, the man said, the happiest time of his life. Well, the student, who'd seen the awful conditions behind the Iron Curtain, blurted out the question, "Well, why did you ever leave?" "I had to," he said. "The war ended." The man had been in America as a German prisoner of war. Now, I don't tell this story to make the case for former POWs. Instead, I tell this story just to remind you of the magical, intoxicating power of America. We may sometimes forget it, but others do not. Even a man from a country at war with the United States, while held here as a prisoner, could fall in love with us. Those who become American citizens love this country even more. And that's why the Statue of Liberty lifts her lamp to welcome them to the Golden Door. It is bold men and women yearning for freedom and opportunity, who leave their homelands and come to a new country to start their lives over. They believe in the American dream, and over, they make it come true for themselves, for their children, and for others. They give more than they receive, they labor and succeed, and often they are entrepreneurs. But their greatest contribution is more than economic, because they understand in a special way how glorious it is to be an American. They renew our pride and gratitude in the United States of America, the greatest, freest nation in the world, the last best hope of man on earth.
So that's Ronald Reagan, final speech at the White House as he was departing the presidency.
Right. And it seems odd that a conservative, one of the most conservative presidents we've had, came out and said something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, you know, CJ or a MAGA friend in Milwaukee would probably say, well, you know, this is all legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Got to come here legally.
Yeah.
Well, we've been kicking out people who've come here legally. Student visas, visas. We have
asylum seekers.
Gotten rid of people who are here legally, mm-hmm. doing their best to make their court appearances, mm-hmm. to be on record that they're here.
Yeah,
and we're kicking them out, and we're kicking their citizen children out with them,
and taking them right off the streets, no due process,
right?
Nothing,
and they're stopping people who look like immigrants.
Yeah, yeah.
And roughing them up, but they've done this to citizens. Of course, it just keeps happening and happening. We could put stuff like that on the air constantly, but we're not.
Mm.
But it is shocking what they're doing to the American public. They're scaring people. We're seeing military people in the streets. And this is Ronald Reagan saying, these are the people that make this country run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what CJ has to say about this.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Oh, wait. He's on the line now.
Oh, he is.
CJ, you there? What did you think of that speech by Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, what do you think about something like that?
Our former greatest president, because right now we got our greatest president serving, because we're getting what we voted for. See, we want, Ronald spoke of the door, right? He said, spoke of the door. We're not going to close the door. But we had people sneaking in the window and through the back door underneath Biden. And our border czar, Harris, I won't try to pronounce her name because I always get corrected for it. I don't know. But, you know.
She wasn't a border czar. No, Kamala was not a border czar. Just want to correct you on that, okay? She had nothing to do with the border, all right?
She was just
a diplomat going to other countries. Trying to at least finance some of their problems in their country so these people would not leave their country and find their way to the U.S.
Well,
I know it's too nice, right? You don't want to do anything nice
on their campaign stage. You guys, I know you don't want to talk about the news of the day, but how about the criminal referral of President Obama? Isn't that an amazing thing?
Well, we just got into the Obama thing.
Comey. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. The truth cometh, guys.
It's a nothing burger, and you're
going
to follow it. You're going to go right down that rabbit hole, but we're not going to get distracted like you guys, you know. And Gordy and myself, we have attention deficit here, so we identify with not being able to focus. But you. And my mega friend in Milwaukee, you guys have to focus a little bit. Stop being so distracted by all of this other stuff. He is not a terrorist. He did not do anything wrong. Obama has already set the record straight in a comment anyway. So have you read that?
Mm.
All right. What?
Yeah, okay. I think he's gone. Okay.
He's speechless. It works.
It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more. And Jim Santel coming up in a little while on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media Radio Network.
Just relax.
John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn.
Bring this back up, Jacob, for a second. Come on. We were just talking about Michael McDonald a couple of days ago on our morning show on WMDX. John and Gordy here in for Maggie Dawn.
Our producer played this as a surprise cut, and we both looked at each other and we just burst out laughing because Michael McDonald is like, you know, a joke.
Well, he's very popular.
When he was very popular with the Doobie Brothers,
yes,
he killed the Doobie Brothers. He killed every song that he appeared on. He was the worst singer ever.
He has a very unique styling and a very unique voice. Women love him, you know.
Well,
you know
I don't think
right?
so. No, I
you don't think so.
I think that's a rumor.
Okay,
I think somebody started. He started it.
He's still with the Doobie Brothers. I mean, he went away, and then Tom Johnston came back, and then now they're all just one big happy Doobie Brother
family.
And
it wasn't just us thinking this either, because Second City TV, they had a feature where Michael McDonald would appear in the background singing with Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind, right?
Yes.
and he would go to one studio after the next singing background for every other group in the world.
Different bands that were in the different studios.
Oh, we got so tired of that Michael McDonald.
That was a funny SCTV bit. No,
we're just going to have to remove that cut.
Okay.
That slipped through.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
It's John and Gordy, as I mentioned before, in for Maggie Dawn. Yeah. She'll be back tomorrow. If you'd like to chime in with anything, our number remains the same, 855-752-4842.
All right, we're going to get to the old radio wars in Milwaukee. And I grew up in Milwaukee, and I was there for my first 30 years, and I know Milwaukee like the back of my hand. Yeah. My first on-air radio job was at WAUK.
Oh,
yeah.
One of the civic media stations.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Crazy.
Yeah. What goes
but
around
anyway,
comes around.
We had radio wars from Chicago to Milwaukee.
Sure.
Milwaukee radio fought with Chicago radio back and forth, and I have two songs I'm going to play here just briefly.
Okay.
We'll just play sections of it. But this is Jonathan Brandmeier. He's a radio announcer in Chicago for many years.
Yeah, but you know, he grew up in Fond du Lac.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
So that's part of the reason why he was able to do this.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I think he went from Fond du Lac out to, he was in Rockford for a while, and then he went to Arizona, Phoenix, I believe, and then he got the gig in Chicago. Okay. He was at the Loop for many years.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, I got to hand it to him. He did a really good polka song.
Oh, yeah. this is great.
So, Hater Milwaukee is the song from Jonathan Brandmeier. Let's listen to the first volley.
Okay.
This war between Milwaukee and Chicago. Listen.
Here's Brandmeier.
Okay. It's cut 110.
Okay. We have that.
Yeah, hey.
Oh.
All right. There you go. That's enough. That's enough of that.
All right,
okay.
All right.
It sounds like a war song from Kosovo, the amount of hatred I hear coming back and forth in that way.
It probably eventually was one. So, you know, we thought, okay, you know, we're proud to be from Wisconsin. We're proud to be from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So another song came out saying, I'm a Milwaukeean. And this is, I don't know who does it.
Okay.
But it's a fantastic song, cut 109. This is the answer to Jonathan Brandmeier's insulting song. Listen.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Ain't it, don't you know?
That's it. Hey to hey.
All right. All right.
I'm a Milwaukee.
That's the answer, and we won that war.
Yeah, really?
I mean, it's a great song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It says
absolutely.
It all. Oh, yeah, the rest of the verses are fantastic, too.
Original composition.
All right, but, yeah. So here we have, you know, I'm reading the Milwaukee Journal yesterday, and I came across an article, and it is an article about a bunch of Chicagoans.
Yeah.
See, they're still trying to work their way through losing the battle with Milwaukee.
Mm.
And these Chicagoans, it's called the Chicago Scream Club. And what they do is they go down to the lake. Well, here, let's just play
this cut. We only got a minute left.
Oh, well, let's play most of this cut.
Okay.
Cut 118.
All right.
That's an idea right there. Okay, let's fade it here.
It's Scream by the Lake.
That's right.
Okay.
It's Scream by the Lake. So that's right. They're still doing it.
Are they?
They do it every Sunday. Nope. Yep. They go down
Seriously.
To the lake and scream.
What? No.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
So they're still screaming about it.
I had no
they're
idea
angry.
At all.
They lost this battle with Milwaukee.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will join us. With John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.